You're listening to the sermon audio from Vertical Church Triad, a vertical church in Jamestown, North Carolina. For more info on our service times and location, visit us at www.verticalchurchtriad.org. You are loved.
Hey, Vertical Church family. One of the things I love about this time of year are the Christmas parties. I love everything about the party. I love the lights. I love the decorations. I love the food. I love the opportunity to get to see friends that maybe I haven't had a chance to catch up with throughout the year. I remember several years back receiving an invitation to a Christmas party. And the Christmas party invitation, it actually included some tickets with instructions for the event. And when we showed up at the party, it was like no Christmas party I'd ever been to before. The party was at this 20,000 square foot mansion. We pulled up, we parked our car. There were golf carts present to shuttle our family up the long drive. When we showed up at the front door, there was a Santa Claus passing out these really nice gifts to all the kids. And the food at this party, I mean, listen, they weren't serving Ritz crackers with peanut butter. I mean, they were serving bacon-wrapped scallops, roasted Parmesan, garlic, shrimp. The party was amazing. But here's the catch. To attend this celebration, you needed an invitation. And I share that story with you because this morning, each of us has been given an invitation to an unimaginable celebration. And this celebration is way better than the one I just shared with you, because this celebration will last forever. My challenge for you as you go about this exciting Christmas day is to just take some time to remember this one thought from God's word. We call it the big idea, and here it is. We have an invitation to an eternal celebration. Today we're gonna close out our Christmas sermon series called The Miracles of Christmas with a devotional from Luke chapter 2, called The Miraculous Invitation. So you may want to grab a Bible and turn to Luke 2, or you can follow along with us. But in this series, you'll remember that we defined miracle as a surprising event that is unconventional, unnatural, unexplainable, and unimaginable, and is only possible because of the supernatural work of God. And the Christmas miracle that we will briefly look at this morning, it's unimaginable. And in Luke 2, we see three unimaginable realities about this miraculous invitation. And these three realities are impossible to really even imagine or even comprehend. And the first unimaginable reality is this right here. This invitation has no conditions. Look at verse 8 if you have your Bible. It says, and in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Now, let me stop right here. To understand this passage fully, we have to know a little bit about shepherds in the Middle Eastern first century. And here's the deal about shepherds. They were uneducated. Not only were they uneducated, they were considered unreliable. They weren't even allowed to testify in the court of law. Furthermore, they were considered unclean. They were unable to fulfill the Sabbath regulations. So with all that in mind, they were considered the lowest men in Jewish society. In fact, if a person said he was a shepherd, he was likely to be shunned. No way would they ever receive an invitation to a special celebration. But get this. While these shepherds were in their field guarding the sheep, an angel arrives and gives them an invitation. And did you catch what the angel said? He said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. I love this verse. I love that first part. I love that part where he says, I bring you. Now, what that means is this message isn't for just the rich guy that owns the field. This message isn't for the religious guy that purchased the sheep from the shepherd for the sacrifice. This message was for what society looked at as wretched. It was for wretched people. It's for the shepherds. Meaning, this message is for all people. In fact, verse 10 says, I bring you good news of great joy. What's next? That will be for all the people. You see, unlike the invitation that I received for the Christmas party, this invitation to an eternal celebration, it has no conditions. You know, the miracle of Christmas is simply this. Reality number one, God isn't a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter our race, our social status, our financial standing. God's invitation to his eternal celebration, it has no conditions. But notice a second unimaginable reality about this miraculous invitation. This invitation is for salvation. Starting in verse 11, it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. You know, if you're with us last night for our Christmas Eve service, one of the highlights of our time together as a church family was watching the shepherd film. You know, I love that part in the movie when the shepherd asks Mary, what will you name him? And I just love her response. She says, Jesus. But here's the thing about Jesus. What we see in this verse about Jesus is Jesus actually has three titles. Look at verse 11 if you have your Bible. You see what the three titles are? Savior, Christ, and Lord. This is really important because when we respond to the invitation, it involves three acts that are directly connected to the three titles of Jesus. Number one, when we respond to this invitation, we must admit our spiritual bankruptcy. We must realize that we are debtors. We are sinners. We need a Savior. The second act that's directly connected to the title of Jesus is that we must believe in Christ's ability. That's the second title for Jesus, Christ. We must believe in Christ's ability. That word Christ in the Old Testament, it was actually translated Messiah. The Messiah means the anointed one. Messiah means deliverer. What Jesus did for us, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for eternal life, what he does is he's our Messiah. He delivers us from our sin. So stick with me. When we respond to the invitation, three acts. Admit your spiritual bankruptcy. Cry out to Jesus as Savior. Believe in Christ's ability. Cry out to Jesus as the Christ, your Messiah, your deliverer. And then third, concede to the Lord's authority. Lord means rulership. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when we respond to this invitation for an eternal celebration, we are saying, you are going to be Lord. And if you want to be a part of that eternal celebration, you have to respond those three ways. If not, the consequences are devastating. Romans 6:23 says, the wages, the payment of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This morning, if you want to be a part of this eternal celebration, you must respond to the invitation. You must recognize that Jesus is Savior, Christ, and Lord. Last, notice a third unimaginable reality about this miraculous invitation. The invitation results in adoration. You know, as a dad, one of my favorite parts of Christmas is just watching my kids. I mean, there's this excitement, and it just builds and builds and builds all week long. And then on Christmas Eve, it builds all night long because we're one of those families that waits till Christmas morning to open up the presents. And the excitement, you can feel it in the house. Like, the kids can't wait to tear open the presents. You know, that's the kind of excitement the shepherds had after hearing from the angels in the fields. When the angels, verse 15 says, when the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what happened. Kind of like the kids, they go straight to that tree on Christmas morning because of the excitement. Well, these angels, they're thrilled. They go straight to Bethlehem, which the Lord has made known to us, they said. And verse 16 says, they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing them, they reported the message. They were told about this child. They told others. And those people, verse 18 says, all were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. Verse 19, but Mary was treasuring all these things in her heart and meditating on them. I love this part in verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. You see, friends, when you respond to this invitation, it's life-altering. You're going to want to worship Jesus. You're going to want to witness about Jesus. You're going to walk with Jesus and spend time with Jesus, just as we see in this scene in verses 15 through 20. Most of all, you're going to adore Jesus. This morning, I want to close my time with you by asking just three simple questions. The first question is this: have you accepted the invitation for salvation? Have you called on Jesus as Savior, Christ, and Lord? Second, if you've already done that, if you've already received that free gift of salvation, who will you share the gift of salvation with today? Or this week, maybe you'll be with friends and family who don't know Jesus. Who will you share the invitation that you received for salvation with this week? Last but not least, now that you have the gift of salvation, are you living a life of adoration? You know, if you're not living a life of adoration, you know, Christmas is a great day to rededicate your life to the Lord. Right now, Levi and Drea are going to come and lead us in a song. And I want to encourage you to keep watching and follow the example of the shepherds and maybe even right there in your living room, stand up and adore our Savior as a family. But before they do that, let me pray. Father, thank you for the invitation for salvation. Lord, I believe that whoever's watching this, it's not by accident. If they need the free gift of salvation, I pray that they'll respond today. If they need to rededicate their life to the King of Kings, I pray that they will do that today. God, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for the gift of your Son. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.